Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
American Cats, the good, the bad, and the cuddly had its world premiere at the 2024 Hot Docs Film Festival and was second on the top 20 audience favorites list. It will make its U.S. debut Saturday, October 5th at 12 p.m. at the Hamptons International Film Festival with an additional screening on the 6th at 11:45 a.m. Susan Richard here, and I spoke with veterinarian Dr. Jennifer Conrad, who heads the Paw Project and is prominently featured in this film. The title of the film sounds like a really cute cat video, but this is way more serious than that, taking on the very serious issue of declawing. So what is the main message that you hope people will take away from this documentary?
I think that it's so important that people understand what declawing actually is, and that they understand that if a veterinarian offers it to them, that they should research it, because it's an amputation of a cat's toes. And what we did with the title is try to make a film that would entice people to watch it, but then also have a lot of educational impact.
Yeah, let's talk about declawing for a minute. For those who still may not get it, when you say it's an amputation of the toe, obviously, if that was a person, you'd never do that to a person. Explain to us what the impact on the animal is physiologically, psychologically, so forth.
Well, declawing is a misnomer. It should be called de-knuckling. It's the amputation of the last bone in a cat's toes. And a normal cat has 18 toes. So it could be as many as 18 or more amputations in a polydactyl cat. So that's a significant amount of pain that you're inflicting on a cat for the convenience of it not having its claws. But what people don't realize is that a cat's claws are integral part of a cat's personality. It's important for a cat for grooming, for balance, for their confidence to have their claws, for their comfort, for scratching. All these things are so important. So when you declaw a cat, you remove the bone, because the claw and the bone are together, not like our fingers where the claw grows from the skin. I mean, where our nails grow from the skin, the claw grows from the bone in a cat. So you have to remove the bone in order to remove the claw. And so this is a very significant, very invasive surgery done only for the convenience of trying to protect furniture. But the irony is that it doesn't protect furniture at all, because a declawed cat is less likely to use the litter box looking for something that's soft to use. And that means that they're very likely to use blankets, couches, and beds.
The film follows one cat in particular, right, who really suffered because of declawing. Talk about that kitty.
So that's little Burrito, and Burrito was near death in the pound because of behavior problems from the declaw. He was almost killed. We took him out of the pound, and we did whatever we could to rehabilitate him. But it's very disheartening that a cat who was declawed by the people who had him and then had behavior problems, which were absolutely because of pain. And then they were going to dump him. I mean, they dumped him and he was going to get killed. So this is the story of so many cats. And we see this all the time. Declawed cats lose their homes because they bite more, because they can't protect themselves anymore with their claws, and because they stop using the litter box. So they lose their homes because they were declawed.
The film details the successful effort in New York State to ban declawing. What was it about New York specifically that you think helped move the needle?
Oh, I would say that what happened in New York was all because of the Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal, who's from the Upper West Side. It was her perseverance and her unwillingness to compromise that made the bill go through. She would not relent. And despite the New York Society of Veterinary Medical, the Veterinary Trade Association in New York, despite their efforts to kill the bill, she would not let it die and she would not give up. And for that reason, it passed in New York, and it passed with really good language with bill exceptions.
You also had the support of some local rescue groups, right?
Absolutely. The local rescue groups were educated on the matter, and they understood that any exception to the bill would actually be an exception that would swallow the rule, so they wouldn't compromise on those things, because in order to protect cats, you have to protect them with excellent language in the bill. Otherwise, veterinarians find the loophole and they continue declawing at like status quo.
What has the response been to the film? I know you had the premiere up at Toronto, which is very exciting. That's like a big deal, right? And now it's going to the Hamptons. So what has the response been?
The response has been excellent. I think people are surprised, just as I think you were, that there's a lot of education involved in a film that is where we are following a comedian around. There's so much in this film about the way that we treat animals, and I'm hoping that it has an impact that lasts for years and years and years and changes the way that everyone sees animals.
Now, you had the Paw Project. Tell us a little bit more about that specifically and how folks can learn more about you and get involved if they'd like to see this kind of action legislation in their community.
So the Paw Project is at pawproject.org, and it is the world's largest organization dedicated solely to ending declawing, because declawing is cruel. It is unnecessary. It benefits no one. It doesn't benefit the cat, it doesn't benefit the person who has the cat, it doesn't benefit the vet, because veterinarians who declaw are obviously going against their oaths of above all, do no harm. And it doesn't benefit society, because declawed cats end up in the shelters where society has to pay for them to be housed and ultimately killed. So it benefits no one. So the Paw Project has taken on the assignment of stopping declawing. And we're doing the best we can. We've outlawed it in New York and in Maryland and most of Canada. And we're hoping that the film makes it easier for legislators to see that they're going to do the right thing by banning declawing, and also to see that the veterinary medical associations, who are the only opposition when we try and ban declawing, that they're only doing it to protect their money.
For tickets to see American Cats, go to HamptonsFilmFest.org. Susan Richard, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.